Good morning. Welcome to Ask and Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Sandra Brown, and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Reverend Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. We continue our theme for this year, Who is He and What is He to You? And we pray the names of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. This week, we pray the name of Jesus, Son of David. Our key scripture for this week is going to be That's what you get for not doing it too often. And our key scripture will be Luke, chapter 1, 26 through 33, and I'll be reading from the NLT version. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. He had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who he was now expecting a child. The Holy Spirit came upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day, the Spirit led him to the temple. Ladies, I do apologize. I am so sorry. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have favor. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestors David, and he will reign over forever. His kingdom will never end." Lord God, I just thank you right now, Father. You are a good God. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, because you are great, Father. Lord, you are worthy of all glory and you're worthy of all honor. And again, you said in your word that you will fulfill all our promises because you're giving us a coming king, so beloved by God, that his throne will endure forever like David. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the city of David, and like David, who established his kingdom by overcoming Israel's enemies and uniting God's people, Jesus established his kingdom by defeating the properties . This is all coming from the book of Praying the Names of God, the 52 Weeks by Ann Spangler. She writes, "David was Israel's great king, a man whom the Bible describes as having the very heart of David." So it may not be surprising that the New Testament both begins and ends with the references to Jesus as the son of the offspring of David. He is the one who fulfills the promise of the coming king, so the beloved by God that his throne will endure forever like David. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the city of David, and like David, who established his kingdom by overcoming Israel's enemies and uniting God's people, Jesus established his kingdom by defeating the principalities and powers, making a way for us to become part of it as he confessed our faith in him. When you pray to Jesus as the son of David, you are praying to the long-awaited king, human by virtue and his descendants from David, and the divine by virtue of being God's only son. Let us pray. Father, I just thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercies. I thank you right now, oh God, because you are a God that knows all things, oh God. You see us through all things, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you are our strength. You are our focus, oh God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you are with us in every areas of our life and wherever we go. Whatever we need, my Father, my God, you are there. You are with us. You hear our prayers because you are a living God. You hear our prayers and you answer our prayers because you are listening. And when we come to you, Lord God, I know that we have the confidence in knowing that you will hear our prayers and our petitions because you are a God that listens to your children. You are a God that hears our prayers. You are a God that sees our tears. You collect our tears, oh God. So, Father God, I just thank you right now for your glorious mercies. I thank you for your glorious peace. I thank you, Lord God, that you are patient with us, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you right now because wherever we are at, you are there. And whenever we need you, I am. You are the Son of David, oh God, because you've given us the Son of David through Christ Jesus. So I thank you right now, Father, for this day, oh God. We do have a few prayer requests this morning, so I would like to go with those right now. Kendra Brathwaite sent a prayer request in for her friend, Paulette Straw. She's undergoing rehab and chemotherapy. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, because you will be with those PTs. You will be with her to endure, to push through, oh God. You tell us that we are supposed to push through with the spirit of faith. So as she pushes through, Father God, she will press in and she will not be discouraged. She will not be downcasted. She will go through all her therapies, oh God. She will go through chemotherapy with minimal side effects, oh God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that she will have people around her, Lord God, because I know definitely you will be there with her, oh God. So, Lord God, I thank you right now as she goes through each of these processes and each of these steps. I thank you, Lord God, that you will encourage her spirit. You will walk with her. You will be with her. You will comfort her with your loving arms, oh God. And again, the people who that will be working with her, oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that you would touch their hearts, oh God, that they will not just be doing their jobs, oh God, but they are doing their jobs from their hearts. They will tend to her, Lord God, as if they were tending to someone who they love, oh Father. It's not just a paycheck, Lord God. It's not just a profession, but it's a caring heart, oh God, that has caused them, Lord God, to be in that position to be with her, Lord God, to ease her through her endurance and pushing through as she recovers from the reason for her to be in rehab, oh God. I just thank you right now, oh God, because you will be there and you'll be there in the midst, oh God, for that. Also, we have a prayer request from Laura. Laura's friend, Tony, is trying to sell her house. So, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that a prospective buyer will come with the price that she is asking for, oh God, that this will be a short process for her, that she will not have to go through this too much longer, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that the funds that she's asking for will be given to her on asking. The closing and everything will be a smooth process, oh God. You will be there right there, Lord God. You will be the lawyers. You will be the buyer. You will be everyone there in the midst, oh God. You will be right there with them, Father God, so they will have this process go through, whereas it's not going to be strenuous or unstressing on her. I think that you give her the peace of mind, the peace of heart, and you just comfort her through this process, oh God. And thank you, Father God, because that buyer, Lord God, will be the one that desires his heart and will be willing to pay what she is asking for. I thank you, Lord God, because any delay is not denial. It's just that waiting for the right prosper, the right buyer, to do this, to buy this home for her, from her, and that way she can move on to the next chapter of her life. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you will be there, that you will assist her and you will comfort her, and that this process will go smoothly as possible as she's able to sell her home, Father. I thank you right now, and I ask you this right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeanette, she's getting ready to travel, so we want to say traveling mercies. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you will be there in the midst, oh God. You will be the pilot. You will be the attendant. You will be the groundskeeper, Lord God. You will be everyone who is required to make this a smooth-sailing flight, that way Jeanette will have an enjoyable vacation in St. Lucia. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord God, that no mishaps, no mayhems, oh God, but nothing but fun, relaxation, and joy as memories are being formed again for this vacation, Father God. I just thank you right now, Lord God, because you will be there. You will remove any obstacles, oh God, but nothing but joy and peace on her travels, oh God. So ministering angels, I set forth, go forth. We have sent you out on the assignment. So do your thing. I thank you right now, Father, because you are there with her. She will enjoy herself, and I just glorify you right now, Father, because I know you're hearing my prayers from my heart, oh God. You know where my heart is at, so I just thank you right now, Lord God, that you just comfort her during this time, Father God, as she has a glorious vacation. Rev D has a few prayers. And Father God, I just thank you right now, oh God, because during this time, oh God, we want to lift up George Williams to you right now. He's recovering right now. He's sick in his body, Lord God. So we're praying right now for healing in his body, Lord God, because you said healing is the breath, is our daily bread. So I thank you right now, Lord God, that you give him healing within his body, that no more affliction will be in him, that he is made whole. Because when your son came to this earth, Lord God, he came to give us all that we needed, Father God. He did not leave anything out. No sickness, no diseases to be within our bodies. As long as we are within you, oh God, you are dwelling within you. And as you are dwelling within us, our bodies are your residence. And where you reside, sickness and disease does not need to be there. It is not supposed to be there because you are the ruler. You are the head over all things, oh God. So I decree healing within his body right now in Jesus' name. And we want to continue praying for Deacon Kenneth Simpson and the Lisa of Family Center as they continue to do a new life, oh God, without Lisa, Father God. I thank you right now, Lord God, because you know the pains and the hurts that they're healing, that they're feeling right now during this time of their bereavement, oh God. I thank you right now, Lord God, because you will be there with them, oh God. You will be there to truly comfort them when they are alone, Lord God. You will just give them back memories, oh God, and just comforting them, Lord God, during this time, Father God. The memories right now, Father God, will be hard, but as time goes on, Father God, I think that those memories will bring smiles and laughter within their hearts, oh God. Lord God, you're the only one who can actually truly comfort them, Lord God, when the pains that they are feeling. You are the great healer. You are the great comforter, Lord God. You truly are the great comforter, Father God. So, Father God, just pray right now that you encamp around their family, oh God, especially Deacon Sims, as he now is dealing with a new life situation right now without his life partner, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you just comfort him. You just strengthen him. You just give him the endurance to continue to press in. As he looks to you, oh God, he looks to the heavens, Father God. I pray right now that you just comfort his heart. Just comfort his mind. Give him peace of mind to be able to sleep, oh God. I thank you right now, oh God, because of your love and your mercies, oh God, will be with him and his family, oh God. You are a loving God. You are a merciful God. You are a strengthener of all of our flesh, oh God, and our spirit, oh God. Have our minds be relaxed and focused on you. As we focus our minds on you, Father God, continue to strengthen him, oh God, because this is going to be a new life for him, Father. And as he just presses into you more and more, I thank you that you just comfort him. Continue to give him your peace. Continue to overwhelm him with your love, oh God, as he sits at moments and just thinks and ponders. I thank you that you will continue to stress upon him the love that you have for him during this time and moving forward, oh God. You are a gracious God. You are a loving God. And I thank you right now for all the prayers that I have mentioned, oh God. I know that you have heard me. I have that confidence in knowing that you have heard my prayers. And I glorify you and I praise you in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us today in Asking Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and will answer. Our playback number is 520-636-4582. Passcode is 827-7806 pound. The number again is 520-636-4582 for the playback. The passcode is 827-7806 pound. Please send your prayer request to our email address, askingfaithprayers@gmail.com. Visit Beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all of our events. We pray you have a wonderful day. I will now stop the recording and unmute the line so everyone can say hello.